Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, sir. Did you request a vegetarian meal for this flight? We're serving the special meal orders now.
No, I didn't. But I don't mind having a vegetarian meal if you don't have any more of the regular meals.
Oh, for some reason we have this seat number, 24A, down for a special meal request. Sorry about the mix-up. We have plenty of the regular beef or chicken meals, but you'll have to wait just a little while for those to be served.
Number 41. Where are the speakers? Number 42. What are the speakers discussing? Number 43. What does the woman say the man will have to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I'm sorry, Mr. Singh. We don't seem to have a reservation for you.
I confirmed it on Wednesday. A single room with a bath.
Well, we've been having problems with the computer since Monday. Perhaps you'd like to get something to eat in the coffee shop while I talk to the manager.
Yes, that would be good. I didn't eat anything on the plane.
Number 44. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 45. When did the computer problems begin? Number 46. What does the woman suggest that Mr. Singh do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Annabelle Futuro. I haven't received my ticket yet for a flight I'm leaving on tomorrow. Peter sent me a ticket a few weeks ago, but the wrong date was on it. So I called and spoke with Indira, and she said that I would be re-ticketed.
Thank you for calling. I'm afraid that Indira has left the company rather suddenly, and Peter's on vacation, but I'll do my best to help you.
The ticket was supposed to be here last week. I'm speaking at an award ceremony, and it's very important that I be there tomorrow.
Here, I found you in the computer. Well, the ticket was mailed just yesterday. I apologize for this inconvenience, Miss Futura. I'll issue you another one and send it by messenger to your office before noon.
Number 47. What is the man's occupation? Number 48. Why does the woman call the man? Number 49. Why is Indira not in the office? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Could you please connect me to Susan Lamb's room?
Just a moment, please. I'm sorry, I can't find anyone by that name in our records. Are you sure she's staying here?
Yes, I'm sure. I was just talking to her a minute ago. Oh, wait, I made a mistake. It's Susan Lim, not Susan Lamb.
Oh, yes, I see her name. Let me connect you to her room.
Number 50. Where does the man probably work? Number 51. What does the caller do? Number 52. What is the problem? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Have you made arrangements to attend the sales conference in London?
Sort of. I've registered to attend the conference, but I haven't booked a room yet.
You should really do that soon. I made my reservations last week, and the conference hotels are already full. I'm staying several miles from the convention center.
Well, if I can't get a hotel room, I'll just stay with my brother-in-law. He has an apartment downtown.
Number 53. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 54. What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 55. Where will the man probably stay? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I heard you went to that new restaurant on Queen Street. What's the name of it again?
It's called the Walnut Tree. It was great. Terrific food, fast service, pleasant setting.
That's good to know. I have some clients coming in from out of town next week, and I'd like to take them to someplace nice. How are the prices?
Not bad at all. Oh, and here, I got one of their business cards with their address and phone number. You can have it.
Number 56. What are the man and woman talking about? Number 57. What is the man planning to do next week? Number 58. What does the woman give the man? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, are you Maurice Pochon? I'm Marie Rowland. Housekeeping sent me to help you set up the dining room. This isn't my usual job at the hotel, so I'm afraid you're going to have to show me what to do.
Well, first we need to clear the dirty dishes and linens from the tables. We just had 50 or 60 people in here for breakfast. After we finish that, then we need to put the clean tablecloths on all of the tables. Then I'll show you how to do the place settings.
Okay, sounds simple enough. Why don't you just show me where to put the dirty dishes and tablecloths, and then we can get to work.
Number 59. Where does Marie probably work? Number 60. What will Maurice show Marie? Number 61. What will Marie do first? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I lost my cell phone in the front lobby this afternoon, right after I checked in.
I'm sorry, sir. Unfortunately, we haven't seen one.
Okay, well, I'm staying in room 918. If you hear anything, would you please let me know?
Will do. Let me call the security office and see if they know anything about it.
Number 62. Where does the conversation take place? Number 63. What is the man looking for? Number 64. What will the woman do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
I think we should have the promotional material for the hotel updated before the start of the tourist season. The current materials don't list our new prices.
I agree. And, you know, the brochure needs to be redone as well. It really should include new photos of the renovated rooms.
But do you think our budget can cover the additional expense? Printing a new brochure will be expensive.
Yes, but it'll help with our advertising, and that should get us more bookings.
Number 65. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 66. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 67. What is the man concerned about? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling because I'd like to have a small reception catered this Friday afternoon. I know it's already Tuesday and I'm not giving you much notice, but would you be able to provide the food for this?
Yes, certainly we should be able to cater your event if it's a small group. How many people are you expecting? And where do you plan to hold the event?
Let's see. We'll have about 25 people, and it'll be in the lobby of our office building, on the corner of Marion Street and 8th Avenue.
All right. That shouldn't be a problem. Why don't you give me your email address, and I'll send you our price list. Then after you look it over, you can give me a call.
Number 68. What does the man ask about? Number 69. Where will the event take place? Number 70. What will the woman send the man?